Well, joining us here today on Hoosier Ag Today is Don Weiss. He's from the Fort Wayne area. Not only is he a corn and soybean producer from Allen County, but he also serves on the executive committee of the United Soybean Board. And Don joins us now. Don, I know we've had quite a few weather setbacks so far this spring that have prevented folks in your neck of the woods from hitting the fields and getting spring planting started. Don, tell me about some of the setbacks weather-wise that you've experienced and how soon you plan on hitting the fields in your neck of the woods to get planting started.
You're right. We're sitting here with cloudy skies and temperatures in the 40s. It is cool. We continue to dry out from some good rain that we received over the past week. The struggle here on an Indiana spring in Northeast Indiana is real. We have seen temperatures bounce around a lot, and we are forecasted to be in the 70s by Friday, but more rain on the way. So we're off to a slow start, but generally we're going to see not much progress here over the next week here ahead of the Easter weekend.
I know that in addition to experiencing a lot of rain, especially storms, we saw storms blow through the area about 2 weeks ago, but also very chilly temperatures. And I'm kind of curious about the soil temperatures in your area there in Allen County, Don.
Yep, certainly. You know, we're watching that because we have cover crops on our farm and we're looking for active growth before we try to terminate those here to get ready for planting and temperatures still with these cool nights have been, as far as soil temperatures, you know, keeping them in the low to mid 40 range is what we've seen so far. So definitely cool yet.
I'm also curious just how much rainfall you've seen here in the last 10 to 14 days as well.
Well, you know, it was extremely wet, and we had the rivers here in Northeast Indiana out of their banks here until about a few days ago. And so the heavy rains, the soils are drying out now as we've had a few days here with not much, if any, moisture. But we received a couple, three, even some isolated cases higher than 3 inches out of that rain event that went through last week. And so it's we're still drying out up this way in a lot of places.
So if you had your druthers and you were able to pick kind of a target of when you'd like to hit the field, how soon are you looking to doing that? Or at this point, are you thinking, you know what, I'm just going to, whenever that opportunity best arrives, I'm going to go for it then?
Well, we're ready and have the equipment all hooked up and out, ready to go out the door when that time comes, CJ, like a lot of the farmers in this area. But at the same time, I think at this point, likely will be next week, depending on what Mother Nature gives us in the line of rain and moisture. But we'll be ready when the time comes. It's just a matter of being patient for that time and window to open up for us.
Chatting with Don Weiss, he is an Allen County corn and soybean producer, and he joins us here on Hoosier Ag Today as we talk about spring planting and getting things underway here in short order. I'm curious, when it comes to commodity prices, we've seen following President Trump's tariff announcement that soybeans took a major hit. Soybean futures fell by more than 52 cents. Now, we have seen a rebound since, but I'm wondering, is that having any sort of impact whatsoever on your decision to change some things around here this spring, or you've already set your plan and you're sticking to it?
Well, when it comes to the tariffs, I'll let my friends at the American Soybean Association answer the particulars and details of what efforts the soybean industry is doing to work through those. But when it comes to our farm and our crop rotation, you know, I think, CJ, the best way to frame it is that in this area, we generally see a 50-50 crop rotation. So if a field was corn one, you know, in 2024, it'll be soybeans in 2025. Most likely. That's just generally the best rotation that we see as farmers in our area. Doesn't mean to say that we won't see a slight shift. They're forecasting many more corn acres here in the U.S. for 2025 currently. And so we may see a little shift here, but I think it'll be a small, very small percentage. I think we have seen that market rebound a little bit, looking at new crop prices, we have our market plan in place, and we're working to secure those profit margins like a lot of other farmers in the area as we move forward into planting season.
Don, I also understand a lot of different ag economists have issued different ag outlook forecasts, not just for 2025, but for 2026, 2027. A number of different ag economists are saying that things aren't looking so good here this year, next year, and the years to come. In fact, USDA Secretary Brooke Rollins, when I met her back in early March at Commodity Classic in Denver, you were there as well, she said that the ag economy is, quote, dire. I'm curious if that's having any sort of impact on your decision regarding the purchasing of certain inputs or anything of that nature. Has that had any impact on your plans for this spring?
Those are factors that we definitely monitor, CJ, but I would say this, you know, we all know as farmers that the ag industry is cyclical, and we have enjoyed a period of strong economic viability here and in the last 3 to 4 years, naturally coming down through a downturn, and right now trying to do everything we can to have a soft landing on that. You know, the outlook, you know, we continue to be eternal optimists in regards to us as farmers. And, you know, I think that'll hold a lot of credibility for both our farm and for the neighborhood as well. But it's a concern. You know, we're naturally watching margins, and it will have an impact on some of the purchasing and some of the growth strategy that we have in place as we look forward.
Don, I know that you've been at this for a number of years now. What advice do you have for other Hoosier corn and soybean producers, perhaps not just here in northeastern Indiana where you are based in Allen County, but what advice do you have for Hoosier farmers all across the state as they're just itching to get spring planted started?
Well, I guess the advice I always give to folks is when we look at the calendar, it's still early yet. We can do a good job, and we've had to work through some wet springs in this area of the state the last couple of years, and in the end, we've had overall average to above average yields. So today's equipment is set up, and today's farms in large part are set up to take advantage of the window of opportunity when it's presented. So just wait for that soil to get into the right condition and have at it. All of us will be out there, but I always tell everyone when you're out there and pushing hard, do be safe and keep in mind that there's always tomorrow and that we'll be all good and good shape in the end.
Once again, Allen County corn and soybean producer Don Weiss from Fort Wayne. And Don, thank you so much for joining us here today on Hoosier Ag Today. I appreciate it.
Thanks, CJ.